Okay. Okay, if you all please stand for the pledge. Pam, lead us.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Chair Schauber.
Here.
Vice Chair Warren.
Here.
Commissioner Bowie.
Here.
Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Hansen.
Here.
Commissioner Jones. Commissioner Gabbard. Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you. At this time, I'll open public participation. Have we received any requests to speak?
Chair, we have not received any requests to speak.
Has there been any written communications to speak?
No, there hasn't.
Okay, thank you. I'll close the public hearing. I'll move on. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the commission? Okay, thank you. All right, we're moving to the consent calendar. We can take all these in one action. Is there any deletions or changes in the minutes? Anything from staff? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Okay, that passes. Kaylee, would you like to vote? Yeah, I heard you when you walked in.
It's minutes.
We get everybody on staff a 75% pay raise.
Thank you very much.
And you were the deciding vote. And she abstained.
It's a 3-3 tie. Okay. Discussion calendar. Meetings and field trips.
All right, thank you so much. So at the last meeting, we talked about the possibility of changing our December meeting to a field trip. So we continued that item so everyone could look back at their calendars, and obviously December is a very busy month. What we found was that most could do it on December 5th, but we wanted to make this official and make sure. So the difference between the 5th and the 12th is December 5th is Candlelight Walk, and that has the live musical performances, holiday crafts, and Santa Claus is there, which is my favorite. The following week is the Holiday Lights, which is more about photo opportunities and just seeing something beautiful. The other option is to not do any field trip and just keep our regularly scheduled meeting, which would be on Thursday, December 4th. So I wanted to find out from all of you, what would you like to do? Would you like to have this meeting changed, or would you like to have it be, would you like to keep it the way it is and not change your December calendar, or would you like to change this to a field trip? And if you want to change it to a field trip, December 5th or December 4th.
What was the date that you said we were going? Was it that Friday, right?
So, yeah, so December 4th is the Thursday, which is our normal regularly scheduled meeting, which we can keep. December 5th is with Santa. December 12th, lights.
Okay.
Both Fridays.
Our Christmas tree lighting is on the 4th, right? I think that's why it's the 5th.
Oh, so on the Thursday?
Both John and I have the Christmas tree lighting on the 4th.
I don't have a preference. Either day's open. Mine's are on the 6th.
Okay, that's good. That's the Saturday.
Yeah, so I think I'm okay.
You guys need to plan better.
Okay, Haley, the 5th, are you okay?
No, I'm not available on the 4th or the 5th. It's a possibility I think the 12th work, but I think the majority should.
Dave?
I already thought we agreed on the 5th, so I wrote it in my calendar.
Okay, I guess it's set in stone then.
Would someone like to make a motion to change the December meeting to a field trip to December 5th?
I'll make that motion.
There a second?
Thanks, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Thank you. That passes.
And then was that the Heritage Hill Historical Park?
That is correct. And what we'll do is we'll send you details on it to make sure you guys have it.
Yes.
But we'll, what we'll be doing is meeting before it opens to the public. That way you can see it. I would suggest bringing your friends, family. They are welcome to be at that pre-part and then go enjoy the actual event.
Santa.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this an evening?
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't, yeah.
And same time?
It is at 4:30.
4:30. Okay, mm-hmm.
So we would meet at 4:30.
Okay.
The event officially begins at 5.
All right.
So that way we're there beforehand, before the crowds, right before it gets dark. And then it's absolutely breathtaking.
So would this be our first field trip of the year?
It will be.
Awesome.
Good time to start.
Yeah. But you know what? This is the way we start, right? I like it.
Okay, so that takes care of that item. We have the BD on the field trip, right?
Correct.
Okay, so now we're moving on to our next item, which is...
2026 calendar.
That's what I thought. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so in your packet, we have the proposed 2026 calendar. As you will see here, the two dark meetings, which will be January 1st and July 2nd, that's due to holidays and what we've historically done.
I need to get caught up. Where is it?
It's tab B, discussion B.
Got it. Tab B, okay, white piece of paper.
That is correct. So it has all of the dates. January 1st canceled. July 2nd canceled. We make those 2 months dark, basically, due to holidays. We're proposing the two different field trips next year, and we're putting them very specific so that you can put it, mark your calendars, which was a request. So April 10th, 9 a.m., commission field trip at Laguna Coast Wilderness Park. And then October 9th at 9 a.m. would be at Carbon Canyon Regional Park. And this will be to see some improvements that have happened there, to be able to showcase one in the south and one in the north as well. So we wanted to ask you first before we approve the 2026 calendar.
Any questions? Okay, is there a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Oh, before I second, I want to make sure. Is everyone okay with it? Okay. I don't want to make sure.
Too late.
We kept them with this.
Trying to keep
on the first Thursday of every month. So that's what we have it on. Because I know most of us have our schedules for a whole year long. So that'd be good. Okay. All right. That passed, right?
Yes.
All right. By the way, is there anybody in the audience who would like to talk on either of the last two items? Okay, good. Moving on. Election of officers for calendar year 2026. At this time, we're going to elect our new chair and our new vice chair. Are there any nominations for the commissioner to serve as chairman?
I nominate John Warren as the next chairman.
I'll second that. Are there any other nominations? Is there a motion to close nominations?
I move to close nominations.
Is there a second?
Pat, you here. Where is it?
Is there
second
to close nominations?
Oh. Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Great.
You okay. Accepted, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He needs to move up.
Do I even have a choice? That's how I became vice chair.
All right. At this time, is there a motion to make John Warren the chairman of the OC Parks Committee?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain?
Can I say nay?
Yahoo! Okay, at this time, we're going to take nominations for vice chair, and I would like to nominate Haley. I would like to nominate Haley.
I'll second.
Okay, are there any other nominations at this time? Is there a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain?
I abstain.
Okay. If elected, I will not serve. Remember that. Okay. All in favor, Haley Baker, our vice chair of the OC Parks Commission.
Okay, quick question, Chair. Because we did a motion and a second to open nominations, close nominations, just to keep consistent with how we did the chair, could we have a motion to select Commissioner Jones? Fair enough.
We have Thank first you. And second for her to be the chair, vice chair,
Because
and now we're voting on it. I'm sorry, I went really fast.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back our clerk. Let's go back. It's okay. I apologize. Okay. I need a motion to make Haley our new vice chair of the commission.
I motion to make Haley our vice chair of the commission.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Is there all in favor?
Aye.
Is there anybody opposed? Is there anybody abstaining?
Thank you, Chair.
Did
she abstain? She said she abstained?
She's just abstaining, but she does accept.
Okay, got it. I was like,
we're not allowed.
I just thought we should ask that question just in case. Like, I don't want someone just to be like, I don't want to do this. And then we never hear from them again.
We have a choice? No, it's too late for me.
No choice. All right, congratulations. So just for some housekeeping, that position and that position, the two positions will be starting in 2026.
Cool.
So Chair Shaver will continue being the chair throughout 2025 until 2026.
That's convenient.
We really had to like talk about this, like how do we do this? And I'm sure all of you have been in the situation where people are changing chairs in the middle of meetings and stuff, but the reality is that the term should be ending at the end of 2025.
Okay, moving along.
Thank you.
We are now at OC Trail Subcommittee Commissioner and Alternate Chair. Is there anyone from the audience who would like to speak on this item? Okay, I'll close that. Bring it back. I'm currently the chairman, and who's our vice? Okay, so I'll nominate Haley to be the chairwoman.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll accept that. Oh, you're
not going to
abstain.
Is there any other nominations?
She's saying yes, so that's the good. That's the first part. Then the second.
Well, that's because she really likes that one.
And then the second for that, too. Are you seconding it?
Yes, she did.
Or are you just saying I'll do it?
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other nominations? Okay, I'm moving a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain?
I'll abstain.
Okay, all in favor of Haley being our new chairwoman of the OC Park Subcommittee Trails?
Thank you.
All right.
Who made the motion? You made the motion. Who seconded this one? Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
it's going fast, guys.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
That's
good
for you, Pam. We got all rules right here.
Okay, that passed unanimously. All right, moving on to vice chair.
Do we have
alternate chair?
Alternate, yeah.
Alternate chair, okay.
I was wrong before when I said the other word.
Who would like to be the alternate chair of the OC Parks Trails Subcommittee at this point in life?
When are these meetings?
They're quarterly, so they're once a month, once every 4 months. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
I believe they're Thursdays.
I believe it's the second Thursday of the month.
It depends, though, because we have the whole year planned out.
Second Thursday of January, April, July, and October.
Thank you, Antonio.
Does he want to be vice chair?
No.
He's our minister support for that.
I support it, which is why he's here. Thank you.
Haley, who do you want to be your vice chair?
John, would you be willing to serve as vice chair?
Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it.
Yay, free of us.
Does anybody else want a position? No second on that. Voluntold.
So you nominated John? I'll second it. Okay, are there any other nominations for alternate chair? Okay, is there a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, that passes 6-0. Okay.
And then, is that everything?
Let's see.
I'm sorry, I just want to make sure.
Yes.
You got all that. Okay. I just want to make sure. Thank you, everyone, and I'm very excited. Congratulations on your promotions. And thank you. For 2 years, this has been amazing. Thank you.
It's okay. I enjoyed being on that as much as Haley did. We had a good time there. Yeah. It was great. Got a lot done. Okay, this is appointment of commissioner representative to the Orange County Parks Foundation Board of Directors. Okay, is there a nomination?
Currently, that position is being served by Chair Schauber.
If I may take up words, Pam is the chairwoman.
I'm the president of the foundation.
Right.
But would you like to nominate somebody?
Mr. I'd like to stay on, unless somebody else wants to do it.
May I nominate Dave Schauber for the foundation?
Second. Yep.
The good thing is that's where we can get our funding. Mm-hmm. And Pam is very good at that, and I give her all the support she needs.
Thank you.
Okay, so are there any other nominations? Okay, is there a motion to close nominations?
Mm-hmm. Moved.
Is there a second to close nominations?
Second.
Okay, we have John and Ted.
So quietly.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? That passes 6-0. Moving on. Dave Schauber for the position of OC Park Subcommittee Representative. OC Parks Foundation rep. Is there a motion for approval?
Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Okay, that passes 6-0. All right, moving on. Is there anyone from the audience who would like to make a comment on any of these nominations or appointments? This is your big chance to speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, good. We're now moving down to our OC Parks Trail Subcommittee meeting update. That's all yours.
So we have Janine here to Janine Castiella to give that update.
Good evening. The Trail Subcommittee had their fourth quarter meeting on October 9th, and the agenda included three discussion calendar items. And the first item, the staff presented an overview of OC Parks master plans, highlighting the purpose, development, and role of park management. This item was received and filed. The second item was a presentation on the back island of OC Parks trail systems, challenges related to unauthorized trails, and an introduction to the draft unauthorized trail decommissioning guidelines. The subcommittee discussed the draft sections, provided feedback, and recommended that staff move forward with developing these guidelines. And lastly, the proposed 2026 trail subcommittee schedule, which Antonio had previewed, was unanimously approved. The next trail subcommittee meeting is scheduled for Thursday, January 8th.
Mark your calendars.
Yes, and this concludes the quarter four trail subcommittee update, and I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any. Thank you.
Any questions? Any questions from the audience? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, is that a receive and file item?
It is a receive and file item.
Yes.
Okay. So is there a motion to receive this information?
So
moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so we got Haley and John. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Okay, that passes. Okay, we're now moving on to our next one, which is the OC Park Director's Report. Director Pess.
Thank you very much. And lots happened tonight, so thank you all for staying on top of it, especially for James. So quick update on the e-bike study. I know this has been taking a while. We have worked with, what we've talked about in the past is that we do have a lot of conservation easements, and we have talked to two of them, of the conservation holders, which would be the Nature Conservancy and the Orange County Parks Foundation. In the actual easement language, it does not allow for it, so those will be two areas that will not be considered at this time. for the other portions of it, of our wilderness areas that could be considered, which would be under NCCP, HCP, and Southern Subregion HCP. We've talked to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, asking them, okay, what would we need to do? Because when we asked them before, they said, we would need you to study it. We're trying to get that information. Currently, right now, we're pausing some of those discussions because we have nobody at U.S. Fish and Wildlife that can give us that specific information. But the conversations that we had earlier was, we have a study that NCC is going to be doing. They said it's not going to be going far enough. So what we need from them is, what exactly would they need to know, and what does that entail? And that's what we're working on, and that is stalled until they come back. The state, California Fish and Wildlife, will not go forward until U.S. is back, so that they're all in concurrence, so it's all one voice. So we're waiting for that. I'm hoping that will be tomorrow, the next day, soon, that they'll be back so that we can continue those discussions. But we need to understand, what will that study look like? Unfortunately, because we can't just use the NCC study, this will cost money, this will be something, but we'll bring that back when we finally find out.
What's the study do?
The study is to find out what the impacts are.
Of mountain biking,
of e-bikes. Oh, correct. So they said there's not enough information yet, so we would need to do that.
Enough information from where?
Anywhere.
In any other parks?
Correct. That they need to know. So what we're trying to get from them is, what specifically do they need to know and understand in order for us to even give them
information?
So
there's other parks that are already approved and are allowing e-bikes?
No, not in our system.
Not in Orange County?
Correct.
Right.
There's
so
other,
what about getting information from other counties?
They haven't studied it. The way that.
Why do you need to study it then if other counties didn't?
It's because that's what they're at, because they're under conservation easements. So because they're conservation easements, they said that they needed to have it studied in order to understand what the ramifications are. The other e-bikes are allowed in other places, but they haven't done that study.
So one other follow-up to that. So,
we can't get too far into this.
There's conservation easement areas, but then there's other areas that aren't conservation.
Almost all of our wilderness parks are under conservation easements.
There we go.
That's the issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
So that's where we're at.
Okay.
We'll continue to keep coming back, but boy, does this take a long time. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I didn't realize that a high percentage of the total amount of acreage is under conservation easements.
Almost all of it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's our challenge.
Yeah.
So
I know I'll be grilled and asked
for
specifics as I normally am.
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll keep you posted,
right.
And then once we know what they actually need, then we'll actually be able to find out what the next steps could be.
Okay.
Mountain lion, all were given a notification regarding a mountain lion that has been active at Whiting Ranch Wilderness Parks. As you all know, we do have a lot of wildlife in our natural parks. We did close down Whiting Ranch, and we have engaged UC Davis. We have a contract with them, we have a mountain lion contract actually with them. So we need their expert advice. This is what they do. They study it, and they are actually in our parks, and we're basically working with them. We have made the decision as of today that we're going to continue keeping it closed at least until Monday, and really just monitoring it and trying to figure out what is going on. So this is an unusual activity. Having mountain lions in our park is not unusual. The type of activity that we're seeing is unusual.
Do we know if the mountain lion's already one that's been identified?
It is not.
Okay.
This is an uncollared young, we believe, male. So 10 to 12 months, probably?
He seems spunky.
Curious.
Curious.
Very curious.
Yeah.
So we're very hesitant to open to the public when we have a young mountain lion who is that curious, because they're not afraid as they should be. But everyone saw the video, I'm sure, so they did the right thing. If you ever have a mountain lion encounter, follow the rules that we have, which is, back up slowly, make a lot of noise, make yourself big, don't run. Because that's, think about like your kitty cats. It's the same thing. They see you run, they're like, that's a game. It's not a game. So we're taking it very seriously, obviously. We also did some park and trail closures. It seems like so long ago, but it was just October 14th when we had the rain. So we might see some more rain this year. I'm hoping we see some rain. So anytime you see that, people always ask, well, now the sun is out, why haven't you opened up your park yet? It's because there's still a lot of rain inside. So when you talk about a park similar to like Wagon Ranch, there's a lot of coverage of trees. It takes a little while to dry it out, and we don't want to ruin our trails just to open it up right away. So sometimes it takes a few days. So if anybody ever asks you those questions of, it's now sunny, open it up.
Takes a while to dry
it. It takes a little while. Our regional parks, so much easier because it's a lot more pavement. And usually we don't close those. So it's really more wilderness parks that we close during rain. But if it's really bad inclement weather, we will close a regional park too. It's pretty rare, but it happens. It's usually more for wind events in our regional parks, wind and rain events in our wilderness parks. So if anybody asks about it, that way you have more information. Heritage Hill Halloween, did anybody end up going? Okay, next year, I'm gonna make sure you guys all go. Just go for fun.
Field trip.
We had so many kids. We had, or people, we had more than 21,800 visitors over both weekends. So it's more than we had last year, and it's just really amazing. And I have to say, this has become the social media phenom for fall, and you'll see what we were seeing is a lot of people were changing all their profile pics for pictures they took at Heritage Hill. Which I thought was really cool. And then we'll see the same thing with when you guys go out there. So this is why I'm saying, dress up, take your family photos. It's a great opportunity next month. Crawford Canyon Park. You guys have received invitations to our ribbon cutting. This is a private event, so please do not invite a bunch of people.
Is that the 17th or something?
It is on the 19th.
19th.
It'll be on November 19th, and it's
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Bananas.
Thank you.
It's so sick.
What?
Phoebe? I talked into my phone. Yeah, sorry,
I'm like, I don't know who Phoebe is.
So there's a Phoebe?
I don't know who that is.
I got conflict schedule.
Well, then we won't have it then. We just won't open the park.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think they moved most of the board meetings up that week because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So it'll be on November 19th, but the great thing is that this is the first new park we're opening. We've opened areas, but to open an actual park is super exciting, and this community has been waiting years for this park to open. So I'm sorry you're not going to be there, but you can come visit after. And I think this is just a really neat... It's the playground and everything is more natural looking, and it's really cute. And so that's it. That's all I have. Happy to answer questions you might have.
I saw this week on the homelessness update that the new enforcement guidelines that were passed by the county also apply to parks.
So what happened on Tuesday at the board meeting is they passed the first reading of a new ordinance regarding encampments. It still has to go back for another reading at our next board meeting, and if it's approved, then it will affect us. This is to basically make us more in line with what the state is doing. So it will give us another tool in the toolbox. We were waiting at least 48 hours to be able to cite people, and now this gives the ability to be able to say, no, this is a public space and you're not allowed to be here. So it's more of that, but it doesn't stop us or law enforcement or any other public agencies from still continuing to do the continuum of care. So that's always how we do it. And so that's how we'll continue to do it. So it's not just you're out, go find another place. We're still working on that whole continuum of care, which we've been doing anyway.
I'd like to ask a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Once you pass the second reading, is that when you will start doing with the enforcement of that?
It just gives us the ability to. Yeah. It doesn't mean that we will.
Okay.
Yeah. So the way that we do it now is we really work with local law enforcement and our partners on the continuum of care portion of it, because really our goal is not to kick people out. Our goal is to actually help people.
And so it all goes in together. And it's really just more of timelines of being able to do things when it really makes sense, particularly when it's like dangerous.
But do you have, I'm going to talk a little bit more on it, is because the master part, the portion that one belongs to the county, that does affect our city.
Yeah.
It's like a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, and the one thing that we do with the city is we actually work with them at the same time. So we don't ever do any larger scale events without coordinating first. So we all work together because of that exact thing. Yeah.
And I have to agree, the county has stepped up tremendously, at least in the last year or so. But my question to that is, as you know, our city, we have only so many beds, right?
Yeah.
But if it's within four, I would say a jurisdiction.
Yeah.
On the county side, where do you put them, or how do you address them to relocate them?
We still have to have beds too.
You should have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how you move it into there. Okay.
Perfect. That'd be like Kramer.
Yeah. We have. Yeah. And it is making sure that we do have beds too.
Okay.
Thank you. Then I'll just add to that, because I remember asking before, but I believe you said that our park rangers are trained through the Mental Health Bureau with the sheriffs.
No.
Nope? Oh.
No, our park rangers, well, they're...
Yeah, they do receive, mental health training on how to handle those type of situations. And like Pam was mentioned, they do partner directly with the sheriff's department and outreach and engagement to provide connection to those services.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the enforcement as needed.
But they go to the experts. I mean, the reality is that our park rangers are doing the direct contact a lot of the times, and there's no one else around because it's one-offs, right? But when we're talking about doing more of a larger scale, then that's working with everybody at the same time. So it just depends what type of situation we're talking about. But yeah, no, they understand, and it's not this, it's more of, hey, let's help you. Okay. Let's figure this out together.
I appreciate it, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, is there any other questions? Okay. So I'm going to have a tough time. This is a 30-minute meeting, so we'll see how you do this.
As far as I'm concerned, I ran shorter meetings than you already.
That means you have to cut at least three of your questions out, you'll be okay. Anyway, I want to thank you for the opportunity of serving as the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like 3 years, though. I don't know, it seems like it could have gone on.
I think because when you were vice chair before, and then you would step in any time, right? Is it 3 years? Oh, it has been 3 years, so yeah, I don't know anything.
I thought it had been.
This is why James is here.
That's what James is here.
I will say that I'm not taking credit for anything because we have a really good staff here. And those folks sitting out there, raise your hands, everybody. Come on, get your hand up. Give a big hand. The job well done.
And we have an amazing, she's always smiling.
I didn't have her all the time, but I really appreciate her now. Anyway, if you let everyone know, from the park rangers to your staff, to your administrative staff, what a great job you guys have done.
Thank you.
This is a staff-driven organization. Sometimes that's not good, but because of the expertise they have and the areas that they serve, we get good service. Also, you guys have been really supportive as a board. You speak up your mind, and I think that's important. Sometimes we come up with some ideas that we don't all agree on, but we end up with the right solution for the people we serve. So I'm not going to miss coming twice, but I will have to come once. It's been a real pleasure serving with you guys. I think that we accomplished a lot of wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
We did many, many studies. We written new laws, legislation, come up with public safety, helped with our trail system, developed a new park. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. My only regret is I'm not going to be around when I may be around, but Irvine Lake, we got to get that baby up and running so I can fish there again. But other than that, I want to thank you all for the opportunity, and please thank everybody on your side for all they've done to help me over the years. Okay?
Well, dear. Thank
that
you.
Way. Now you have it. an extra 5 minutes on you.
I was just wondering if the implications, if you were going to say that was all going to end in January if I sit in that chair.
All right, anyway, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys all at the big holiday shindig in Lake Forest, I believe, right? And other than that, have a good weekend. Thank you.